Good evening. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla with three fellow crew members of Axiom 4 mission begin return journey to Earth. Splashdown in Pacific expected tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar meets Chinese counterpart in Beijing, hails positive trajectory in bilateral relations. President Draupadi Murmu expresses concern over rising cases of depression and obesity, urges doctors to advise patients for better lifestyle. Met Department forecasts extremely heavy rainfall in Rajasthan and isolated places in Odisha, West Bengal and Jharkhand tomorrow. And in cricket, tail-enders save grace after Indian innings topples against hosts England on final day of third test at Lord's. And now the news in detail. Indian astronaut Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission began their return journey to Earth with the undocking of their spacecraft from International Space Station, or ISS, this afternoon. The crew will reach back on Earth off the coast of California at around 3 p.m. tomorrow Indian time. SpaceX, in a social media post, confirmed that its Dragon, the crew capsule, carrying Group Captain Shukla along with the crew, successfully undocked from the ISS.
Dragon separation confirmed.
And Dragon Grace has officially undocked from the International Space Station at 6:15 a.m. Central, 7:15 a.m. Eastern, as the orbiting laboratory was flying 260 statute miles over the east coast of India.
Axiom Mission 4 Commander, thanking the flight control team for all
together
of their support
for the benefit
throughout
of all,
their 18-day mission.
Our friendship and goodwill forever be an example of the good that results from shared optimism. Axiom 4, Godspeed and safe journey home to the best planet in the solar system.
We have a report.
After landing, Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, along with other crew members, will undergo a 7-day rehabilitation program under the supervision of the flight surgeons to adapt back to Earth's gravity. Group Captain Shukla was on a 14-day mission to the International Space Station. During the journey, Group Captain Shukla conducted 7 India-specific experiments. He became the first Indian to visit the International Space Station and the second Indian astronaut after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma, who went to space in 1984. In his farewell speech aboard International Space Station, reprising the iconic words of India's first astronaut Rakesh Sharma, Group Captain Shukla said, "India still looks सारे जहां से अच्छा from above."
हमारी ह्यूमन स्पेस मिशन की जो यात्रा है वो बहुत लंबी है और बहुत कठिन भी है, लेकिन मैं आपको विश्वास दिलाता हूं कि अगर हम निश्चय कर लें, इवन स्टार्स आर अटेनेबल. आज का भारत स्पेस से महत्वाकांक्षी दिखता है, आज का भारत निडर दिखता है, आज का भारत कॉन्फिडेंट दिखता है, और इन्हीं सब कारणों की वजह से मैं एक बार फिर से कह सकता हूं कि आज का भारत अभी भी सारे जहां से अच्छा दिखता है.
Along with Group Captain Shukla, the mission also had 3 astronauts from United States, Poland and Hungary. Swati Rakheja, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Chandrayaan 3, a historic achievement of India's science and determination, has completed 2 years today. On this day in 2023, LVM3-M4 rocket, developed by Indian Space Research Organization, successfully launched Chandrayaan 3 into the orbit. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has underlined the need for cooperation on trans-border rivers, including resumption of provision of hydrological data by the Chinese side. The minister held a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Beijing. He also took up restrictive trade measures and roadblocks to economic cooperation. The External Affairs Minister highlighted the positive impact of peace and tranquility in the border for a smooth development in bilateral relations.
We have made good progress in the past 9 months for the normalization of our bilateral relations. It is the result of the resolution of friction along the border and our ability to maintain peace and tranquility there. This is the fundamental basis of our mutual strategic trust and for smooth development of bilateral relations. It is now incumbent on us to address other aspects related to the border, including de-escalation.
Delivering the opening remarks during a meeting with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Beijing, Dr. Jayashankar said that India-China relations are gradually moving in a positive direction.
As neighboring nations and major economies in the world today, there are various facets and dimensions of our ties. Measures towards normalizing our people-to-people exchanges can certainly foster mutually beneficial cooperation. It is also essential in this context that restrictive trade measures and roadblocks are avoided. Stable and constructive ties between India and China are not only to our benefit, but that of the world as well. This is best done by handling relations on the basis of mutual respect, mutual interest, and mutual sensitivity.
Dr. Jaishankar also appreciated the Chinese side's cooperation for the resumption of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the government will issue new guidelines to promote first-time exporters and new markets under One District, One Product, ODOP. The minister said this while addressing the National One District, One Product 2024 Award ceremony in New Delhi today. He said Commerce Ministry and the districts can partner to promote ODOP products to newer markets and support first-time exporters.
Amongst the global uncertainty, India is an oasis. India is a stable economy. India has a huge domestic market. 140 crore Indians themselves drive economic growth, and the world today looks up to India as an engine of growth, and we will continue to enter into modern trading arrangements with developed countries with whom we complement our strengths and their strengths so that it can be a win-win for both geographies.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed concern over the rising cases of depression and obesity in the society and urged the medical practitioners to advise their patients for a better lifestyle along with regular yoga, pranayam and healthy food. She asked the medical practitioners to work on Japanese encephalitis and anemia, which are rampant among the tribals of our country. President Murmu was speaking at the fifth convocation ceremony of AIIMS Bhubaneswar this evening. She said, not only from India, but patients from across the world are coming for treatment to the AIIMS set up at different parts in India.
Over the last 12 years, this institute has grown significantly. Be it patient care, medical research or social welfare activities, the institute has earned many accolades and has won hearts of the people of Odisha and the neighboring states. The World Health Organization has recognized the excellence of AIIMS Bhubaneswar with the Asia Safe Surgical Implant Consortium QIP Award for maintaining high standards in surgical instrument and implant reprocessing.
The president reached Bhubaneswar this afternoon on a two-day visit to her home state, Odisha. President Murmu today appointed new governors in Haryana and Goa and a new lieutenant governor in Ladakh. Former Civil Aviation Minister Pusapati Ashok Gajapati Raju has been appointed as the governor of Goa, while Professor Ashim Kumar Ghosh will be the governor of Haryana. Kavinder Gupta has been appointed as the lieutenant governor of Ladakh. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that the government has set a vision to become a developed nation by the year 2047. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged the people to take pride in the country's rich heritage and build a sense of duty. He said this while addressing the 63rd Foundation Day program of Bharat Vikas Parishad in New Delhi.
जब भारत की शताब्दी मनाई जाएगी स्वतंत्रता की तब भारत विकास परिषद और उत्साह के साथ भारत के विकास में अपना योगदान देती रहे समर्पण संगठन और संस्कार ये तीनों गुणों को एक प्रकार से संजोकर समाज की सज्जन शक्ति का संगठन करने का काम भारत विकास परिषद ने किया और वो संगठन शक्ति से जो ऊर्जा निर्मित हुई वो ऊर्जा ने भारत के करोड़ों लोगों के जीवन में एक उजियारा लाने का काम किया जिनको सेवा करनी है और जिनको सेवा की जरूरत है ये दोनों के बीच में सेतु बनने का काम बहुत अच्छे तरीके से भारत विकास परिषद ने किया
The Election Commission has said that in Bihar, under the Special Intensive Revision SIR, so far over 6 crore 60 lakh enumeration forms have been collected, which is over 83% of the total enumeration forms. The poll body said now only 11.82% of electors remain to submit their filled enumeration forms, and many of them have sought time to submit their enumeration forms with documents in the coming days. The Election Commission said 1.59% electors have been found deceased, 2.2% permanently shifted, and 0.73% persons were found to be enrolled at more than one place. The Met Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rain over northwest, east, and central parts of the country tomorrow. Chhattisgarh, Rajasthan, Odisha, Gangetic, West Bengal, Jharkhand will witness heavy rainfall over the next 2 days. The IMD has also forecast hot and humid conditions over Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal tomorrow. Meanwhile, the monsoon remains active in Himachal Pradesh with intermittent rainfall continuing across most parts of the state. The Met Centre Shimla has issued an orange alert for Shimla, Solan and Sirmaur districts tomorrow. A yellow alert has also been issued for some districts. More from our correspondent.
In Himachal Pradesh, rainfall continues in the capital Shimla and most other regions. Sandeep Kumar Sharma, a scientist from the Meteorological Centre Shimla, stated that the state has received over 19% more rainfall than normal so far this monsoon season. According to the State Emergency Operations Centre, 192 roads are still closed due to landslides. So far during the monsoon season, 105 people have lost their lives due to rain-related incidents. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Centre Shimla has issued an alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall at some places in 10 districts of the state, excluding Kinnaur and Lahaul Spiti during the next 24 hours. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Along with capital Lucknow, many districts of eastern Uttar Pradesh received moderate to heavy rains today. This has brought relief to people from the scorching heat and humidity. Here is a report.
Monsoon rains in the eastern and western parts of the states have increased the water level of many rivers, creating a flood-like situation due to which special vigilance is being exercised. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath held a high-level review meeting in Lucknow today regarding the waterlogging in urban areas and the increase in the water level of rivers due to rain. He instructed officials that the general public should not face any inconvenience due to these conditions. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Department has issued a warning of heavy rains and lightning in some parts of eastern Uttar Pradesh tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. Umavasti, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Iran has said that it will deliver a proportionate and appropriate response if France, Britain and Germany, collectively known as the E3, trigger sanctions snapback mechanisms. The warning today was made by the Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghai at a weekly press conference in Tehran. It came after the E3 threatened to reinstate international sanctions over Iran's nuclear activities. India's wholesale price index WPI inflation dropped to -0.13% in June 2025 compared to the same period last year. The dip is primarily due to a decrease in prices of food articles, mineral oils, manufacture of basic metals, crude petroleum and natural gas. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry data showed WPI-based inflation has been steadily easing since March this year and had hit a 14-month low of 0.39% in the month of May. And in sports and cricket, Indian tail-enders saved grace after the top order of the visitors' team collapsed in their second innings against hosts England on the final day of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's. Chasing the target of 193 runs, India were 168 for 9 when reports last came in. Ravindra Jadeja at impressive 59 and Mohammad Siraj on 4 were at the crease. India resumed their second innings at the overnight score of 58 for 4 today. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla with 3 fellow crew members of Axiom 4 mission begin return journey to Earth. Splashdown in Pacific expected tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar meets Chinese counterpart in Beijing, hails positive trajectory in bilateral relations. President Draupadi Murmu expresses concern over rising cases of depression and obesity, urges doctors to advise patients for better lifestyle. Met Department forecasts extremely heavy rainfall in Rajasthan and isolated places in Odisha, West Bengal and Jharkhand tomorrow. And in cricket, Tailenders save grace after Indian innings topples against hosts England on final day of third test at Lord's. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.